By the beginning of the 20th century, farming had largely maintained its centuries-old organization and practices. The work was hard, and the number of people employed in this sector remained around 80% of the total population. Today, fields are plowed, pigs, cows, and poultry are raised, and plants are grown, so that the number of people engaged in agriculture daily remains at 3% in Estonia. In other words, with 27 times fewer people, much more is done today than 100 years ago. There are many reasons for this great change, but one of the central ones is the shift from manual work to machinery. All the important stages of this great change are represented in the Agricultural Museum, from steam-powered locomotives to modern agricultural technology. The exhibition area of machinery, where you are currently standing, is dedicated to the development of Estonian agricultural machinery during the Soviet period. It was a time of great restructuring and experimentation. The keywords of the era were collective, large-scale production, mechanization of agriculture, and land improvement. This was the time when horses were replaced by tractors, combine harvesters were introduced instead of scythes and sickles, and the swamps were drained by machines instead of shovels. Although Soviet agricultural machinery has been criticized for its simplicity, poor assembly quality, and poor comfort and safety conditions, a great deal of work has been done with them in Estonian agriculture in the absence of better equipment. People who have worked with these machines deserve special recognition and remembrance. The exposition presents machinery and equipment widely used in the Soviet Estonia, each of which represents an important stage of development or innovation. Enjoy the exhibition.